Storms continues, then upper 80s Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms around. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Dallas County man faces a possible life in prison sentence after a jury convicted him of murder. 22-year-old Larry Hunter was convicted of shooting and killing Alexis Hunter near Selma High School in 2013. Prosecutors say Hunter was robbing the victim and another girl of their cell phones when the shooting happened. Meetings for parents of students at four MPS schools that will be closing have been scheduled. The meetings are Tuesday at Lee High School, Thursday at Carver High School, and next week on May 31st at Park Crossing High School. The meetings start at 6:30. And the United States and China have reached an agreement on trade. In a joint statement, the two countries announced that China has agreed to, quote, significantly increase purchases of U.S. goods and services. It's unclear just how much the increase will be. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 361.
In today's world, security for your home and family are paramount. You need to feel secure and in control of your property and loved ones. Advanced Tech Systems can help you secure and automate your home. Let Robert and the staff introduce you to Elon Home Systems, your home theater, music, home environmental systems, lighting, security, and cameras, all controlled by your smartphone or iPad. The crew at Advanced Tech has been taking care of River Region homes for nearly two decades. The techs are background checked and drug tested, and the customer service is beyond comparison. Advanced Tech Systems can design a security and automation system to fit any budget. If you're building a home, let Advanced Tech help you design a smart home. Installing home theater? Call them today. TV, audio, and security professionally installed by the best in the River Region. And they offer monitoring and interactive services. Advanced Tech Systems. One call for home security and automation. 334-229-9975. Advanced Tech Systems. 334-229-9975.
Hey, this is Mike with Owens Optical Eastbrook. Are you past due for an eye exam? Maybe it's time to get those glasses replaced. Come see us at Owens Optical in the Eastbrook Shopping Center. We've been serving Montgomery and the surrounding areas for almost 40 years, providing top quality glasses, sunglasses, and contacts for every member of your family. We're just local people serving local people. Give us a call today at 272-2115 and let us help you with your eye care needs. Be a part of our family at Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard, or check us out on the web at owensopticaleb.com. Your eyes will thank you for it.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
What do you want in a top-notch dry cleaner, Madam Fuss Budget? Well, let's see. Quality work, perfect pressing, spot removal, fresh smelling clothes, friendly, helpful employees.
You just described Worth Cleaners, who offers everything you want and, just for good measure, won the Montgomery Advertiser Best of the Best Award.
Do they offer same day and next day service plus drive up?
They do, and text message you to let you know when your order is ready, and you can keep your credit card on file for even more convenience.
So, Worth Cleaners does it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Really, what more could you want? The best quality cleaning, really fast service, friendly, helpful employees, and they get you in and out with lightning speed, and Worth has two locations. 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road, or call 277-6431.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. I want to thank Henry for dropping in. He was an interesting guest. I think you guys really enjoyed that. I also want to bring up Mr. Electric for you and talk about your security at your house. And the security is fire safety security, making sure that your wiring is correct. It's lighting security, making sure that if bad guys are walking around your house, motion detectors and things like that. But it's making sure that your house is going to be safe. Surge protectors, for example. Saving all of those electronics and making sure if a lightning strike happens or you have a power surge inside or outside the house, that it doesn't do incredible damage. Well, they've got, Mr. Electric has a $50 off $200 or more service. $50 off $200 or more. And for Dan Morris Show listeners, but you need to give them a call. They will come out and visit your home and give a, you can walk around and tell them, I'm thinking about doing this, this, and this, and they'll give you a pricing on it. What does that cost? Absolutely nothing. So once you get ready to copy, and you need to put this number in your phone, because when the lights go out, you're going to need them. 334-269-8886, 269-8886. Mr. Electric, Dan Black, an old-time friend of mine. We go back to the 70s together. That's how long we've known each other. Let's go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, welcome on board the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, what was that? Henry, what was his last name?
Twiggs.
Twiggs. I tell you, he had my full attention. That was very good. I was amazed by that man, what he has been through, what he has done. And thank you for letting him be on there.
No, absolutely. That's what we do.
I was hoping nobody would call in. Just let him talk. Yeah, but it was amazing. I enjoyed it. It was all right. I think that's one of the best interviews you ever did.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting. Well, Clint, yeah. I appreciate you calling in today.
Number two, Gina Haskell. John McCain didn't win on that one, did he?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Thank goodness for that. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thanks, Clint. Appreciate you. Let's pick up with the next Devin Nunes, and we got a lot of clips we got to get to before the end of the show. Let's listen. And here is going to be, what's the setup here?
The New York Times reports and the Washington Post that somebody was paid. Somebody was paid, and they were interacting with the Trump campaign. You want to call it spying? Fine. But somebody was paid, isn't that right? That's what the New York Times says.
If they paid someone, it's an absolute red line, and this is over with. I mean, I don't know how to say this. I mean, there is no possible way that we should be allowing, even if it was legal, we should never allow this in this country. Congress should not allow for anything like this to ever occur again to any political campaign if it in fact happened, which is why I'll say again, all they got to do is provide us the documentation. If they didn't do anything like that, provide us the documents so we can verify it.
Well, when you say this is over, what do you mean this is over? I mean, we have criminal referrals from the Inspector General.
When I say it's over, meaning that this whole thing is a scam. I mean, that there's real FISA abuse here. If there is real, I mean, there's real FISA abuse. I just can't imagine if what's in these stories is true. How can any American stand for this? And look, we're a separate branch of government. We set up these capabilities. We have a responsibility to oversee these capabilities. And I'll tell you, there is not an honest person in this country that thinks it's okay if sources, informants, whatever you want to call them, go around and start passing out money all over the globe to do what? To secretly put yourself into a presidential campaign. That's not acceptable in this country.
How far up the line does this go? We know that Loretta Lynch and Sally Yates were briefed on the Trump campaign in 2016, in the spring of 2016. We know from Peter Strzok texts that he said, and I quote, President Obama wants to know everything we're doing about on this. And we know that Peter Strzok told Lisa Page we need an insurance policy should Donald Trump win the presidency. So who was calling the shots here?
Well, look, there's a lot of abuse here, and so they were briefed in the spring. So we know that the FBI briefed the highest levels of the Obama administration in the spring of 2016. Shortly after that, you have Mr. Steele that gets going. He's being paid by the Clinton campaign secretly. He's also meeting with the FBI. He's digging up what ends up being totally phony dirt, by the way, who he claims got it from Russians. And so I don't know how clearly I can possibly say this. If anybody's looking for collusion, all they have to do between the Russians and a political party, all they have to do is figure out if, in fact, Christopher Steele talked to Russians, because there you have your collusion. They took information from Russians and they used it against the president, President Trump.
And the Democrats
and the Democrats paid for it all.
Nunes, I'm telling you, he's going to come out a hero out of this thing. Now, he's going to talk about what happened in London here. And this is one of those things that when you get the nuggets out of this thing, you can start piecing everything together.
Wouldn't Robert Mueller be looking at them then? I mean, Robert Mueller's investigation has turned one. It is 1 year old this last week. Would he have looked at collusion between Hillary Clinton and the Russians then, or is that not his mandate?
I doubt it, because, I mean, they've never even looked into, there's all this talk about leaks. What about the leak of General Flynn's phone call with the Russian ambassador? What about
that
leak? Why don't we start there with leaks?
Yeah, well, that we know is a felony. Real quick, the IG report is forthcoming. What are you expecting from that IG report? Will justice be served?
You know, I don't have any idea. This is the Clinton email investigation. I have not met with Mr. Horowitz. I don't even know exactly what he's looking at other than what I've read in the press. But I can tell you, the cast of characters that are involved in that investigation are the same cast of characters that we are investigating at the House Intelligence Committee as we look into FISA abuse and counterintelligence operations.
And you're also investigating the State Department. Anything new there?
Yeah, so, well, that's the interesting thing about the State Department is we're trying to figure out how did this information make it over from London to the FBI? We've never been able to put that together because we were told many times, and this was all over, you know, it was leaked, oh, these were trusted Five Eyes sources and, you know, intelligence products. Well, as you know, we never found any intelligence products as it relates to our Five Eyes partners sending us information. So how did it get through? Well, we thank the State Department because we have people talking about this, you know, former State Department officials talking about this. So if that indeed happened, now we have something that's totally irregular. So now you're taking information from the State Department, you're opening up a counterintelligence investigation into a political campaign. That is, to say the least, it's irregular.
And we should point out that on this program, you've said in the past that Sidney Blumenthal and Mr. Scherer, Cody Scherer, were actually funneling information to the State Department.
Right. You kind of have all kinds of people, right? You've got Christopher Steele working for the Democrats in the Hillary Clinton campaign. You've got Blumenthal and others who are tied and affiliated with the Clinton operation. And then on the other side, you have the FBI. They're all about at the same time running investigations into Carter Page. I mean, it's very odd.
Very odd. Okay, so let's get into Jonathan Turley talking about the IG investigation and the FBI plant.
In what we've learned over the last 72 hours, suddenly some of those things that the president has said over the last year about, you know, I was wiretapped and they were keeping an eye on me, starting to make sense, isn't it?
Well, it is. I'm mystified by the response in the media. I mean, I think it is undeniable that the president's early allegations have been validated to a large extent. I think you can acknowledge that without necessarily saying that this was clearly done for the wrong purpose. I also don't understand why there isn't more of a concern here.
Right.
Look, the investigation may find that there was a valid reason to investigate. Clearly, Page was under investigation long before the campaign. But we've always been very critical of other countries where governments put their opponents under investigation. And there's a legitimate reason here for us to be concerned. And I think the president has raised that.
And he has raised it. And also, he's right on this whole thing. So let's listen. He's going to be now talking about the IG picking up the investigation.
The suggestion that there was a spy who was either inside or really close to the campaign. And, you read the story about this Cambridge professor who's been outed by a bunch of papers. Suddenly it makes sense. You know, he offers George Papadopoulos $3,000. Come write this thing. Let's have some meals. Let's have some talk. And next thing you know, George Papadopoulos gets in trouble. So you can understand the worry on the president's part. Was there somebody near him? But nonetheless, shouldn't it have been the attorney general who a month ago should have said, hey, wait a minute, you're right. We should do some investigating here.
Well, I do think that there's somewhat of a belated response to this. I wrote a piece in the Hill newspaper saying that, you know, the president was openly mocked for this allegation. Mm-hmm. People like Clapper said it simply wasn't true. I think that the media has to recognize that this is a serious allegation. I have problems with the name of the professor being outed. If he was an asset for the FBI and CIA,
right.
I think that's a legitimate concern on the other side. But I think all Americans, regardless of their party, should want to investigate this, and apparently it will be investigated by the IG, the Inspector General's office at the Justice Department.
Right.
And they're a very good outfit. I have no problems with that. They know justice. They've been very hard-hitting. We've seen their work in the past. It's been independent and neutral. I think that is the correct thing to do.
272-9228, that was Jonathan Turley on this morning. Let's go to the phones to go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
And they're a very good outfit.
Red Top. Red Top.
Oh, hey, guys, I can barely hear y'all. Yes, have we got a response from the Justice Department at all on all this stuff, or are they completely silent?
No, they. Rosenstein said that if this were the case, that this would be a totally inappropriate, and he was turning it over to the Inspector General.
Oh, okay. All right. And of course, Jeff Sessions has nothing to say about any of this, correct? Because of his recusal?
Correct.
Wow. What a mess these guys have gotten themselves into.
What guys?
Oh, all the guys in the Justice Department, FBI, and all these fellas. Okay. All this stuff they've done. Of course, FBI's had a bad reputation for a long time. And I hate to say it, we've had a lot of bad attorney generals now that I think about it. Running through my mind all the way back to John Mitchell. It has been kind of a messed up position. I don't know why, but it kind of seems that way. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And now we, maybe before Donald Trump's first term is over, Jeff Sessions can start to play a normal role as Attorney General.
Well, I think the key that's going to play the normal role is, and I'm not sure if I think he's playing the normal role now, but it's going to be getting some of these investigations out and information out and getting it turned over to prosecutors.
Wow. How do you interpret the complete silence of Hillary and Obama right now? We don't hear a peep from these guys.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that with Jess Napolitano and some other folks here. And again, this is so big, but if you think about this, what we have is a FBI who's using an informant to try to basically entrap some members of the Trump staff for an excuse to get a FISA warrant. Because when you do the timeline, all this happened, the plant guy was happening before the Papadopoulos meeting, and he was actually part of that Papadopoulos meeting.
Gosh. Watergate was so much. Watergate is nothing compared to them. Nothing.
Yeah, this is weaponizing an actual federal agency versus getting old CIA operatives to be doing breaking and entering, being paid for by a campaign. This is a much higher level.
Yeah, good. Lock them up. Roll Tide, go Trump. See you guys. Thanks.
Thanks. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Make a better day.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
May, graduation or not, loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram truck, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti, all in one place or in Prattville. This month it is huge. The brand new Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV. Kia, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, best in the business. Save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover. The 2019 model arrives in June, so save a lot on the 2018. The third row Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about family and friends plan to see if you qualify. The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, still the rugged off-road SUV you want and expect, but smoother. Or the Grand Cherokee, or its smaller sibling, the Cherokee. Ram truck redesigned 2019 model. Looks completely different than the 2018 model. Now on sale. Kia, Infiniti, Fiat, Ram truck, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep. In Prattville, in Montgomery, only at Brubaker.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones before we continue with these other cuts here. It gets more interesting, believe it or not. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you, Dan. I just had a quick comment and question. They're talking about they need to turn this to the IG to investigate. Of what I've understood in the last few weeks of listening to different programs and all, the IG at the FBI and all, he has no subpoena power, and he can't call anybody who's been fired or retired. So he couldn't even interview McCabe or Comey or any of the others who are no longer there and no longer a federal employee. So that investigation just be a delaying tactic if they threw it to him.
Well, several things here. He can refer anything he wants to a prosecutor. That's number one. And what they're doing is they're trying to go back and actually look at the question is, what are the documents that supports the evidence of what they did? You don't need the actual paper. What you do need to do is be able to go through and either find the documents or not find the documents. Then if you don't have the documents, you can't find them, then he's going to refer that over to the prosecutor for you did the improper thing to get this. And you're going to hear Justin Napolitano talk about it in just a little bit.
Yeah, and he has immediate, unfettered access to all that. You're right about outside subpoena power, but as Dan said, you can get an outside prosecutor or grand jury to take that
on. If they would like team him with a prosecutor like that. I like this Horowitz, the IG, seems like he's a straight shooter.
Yeah.
They get him with somebody who would get immediate access to people he is curious about, as well as the documents, that would definitely cause things to speed up, I think.
Yeah, and remember, this thing is so big that they've got to take this thing slowly.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of Democrats having their blood pressure checked this last couple of days.
That is true. Yeah, they should be concerned.
They should be. Well, I appreciate y'all, so I'll keep listening to you.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Steve. Let me kind of move into Justin Napolitano talking here. He's going to kind of lay out what should have happened here.
So let's talk about this. Well, he calls him a spy, an alleged FBI informant.
Right.
Is it illegal to have an informant reach out to campaign officials? Okay. Does that mean he's investigating the campaign or the officials?
It's a great question. We don't know enough facts, but I can tell you what the law is. First of all, we know who this professor is, but Fox has chosen not to use his name, even though other media outlets have. If it is this person, he is a well-known intelligence resource that was utilized by the Reagan administration and both George Bush presidencies. If he was sent there by the FBI to gather evidence of crimes, that's the moral equivalent and the functional equivalent of a search under the Fourth Amendment. And in order to justify that, the FBI would need a search warrant. And in order to get the search warrant, they'd have to present evidence of crimes going on in the campaign to a federal judge to get the search warrant. If all that happened, then as outrageous as this sounds, his presence was lawful. If it was short of that, that is, if he went there to chat with people to see what information he could get from them to report back to the FBI, and there was not a search warrant, it was an outrageous violation of the civil rights of the people in the campaign. The campaign as an entity doesn't have civil rights, but everybody that works there does.
So he's kind of like what should have happened. So this back to the IG. So there should be that information sitting there. He should be able to go to a file and say, this is what they did to get this along. For example, when they made payment to this guy, they had to sign something that said, we need $6,000 or $3,000 for Professor what's his name. And so they had to write down the reason for that. And that all that had to be documented. And for what was the case that you were working on? Let me go to a break. We're going to get more on Justin Napolitano plus others right after this.
Your news
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch, the normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy, limited sunshine, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, but still random. High around 84, tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area, high in the mid-80s. Limited sunshine Wednesday, upper 80s, a better than normal chance of storms continues, then upper 80s Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms around. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, so Jason Napolitano just laid out what should have happened. There should be a paper trail for this. The Inspector General, who I believe has been working on this all this time. I think that this thing just kind of got out because somebody was trying to get out in front of the story. And or maybe they leaked it intentionally to see how people reacted to this. But I can feel that we're getting close. I think Friday before Memorial Day weekend may be the time that we're going to see a piece of this. So let's go to Jason Napolitano and possible scandal here.
Well, according to the New York Times, this, quote, informant was sent to have these discussions. Drinks, paid $3,000, you know, for a paper, but, talked with the reports are Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, and Sam Clovis.
Right, okay, so Sam Clovis left the campaign. George Papadopoulos has pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Carter Page is sort of a notorious character that is sometimes in the middle of this and sometimes not, who at one point claimed he worked for the Kremlin and another point claimed he worked for the CIA, and both of them seem to be denying it. The $64,000 question, Eric, is this. Who sent the professor? Was he sent by American Intel, for which he is known to have worked, because of the insatiable appetite for raw intelligence about innocent Americans that the American intelligence community has, or was he sent by the FBI to gather evidence of crimes? If he was sent by Intel, it's wrong, but probably not criminal. If he was sent by the FBI without a search warrant, then President Trump is right. We have one of the greatest political scandals on our hands, because who sent him would be the FBI under the Obama administration. Where did that information go? Did it make its way back to the West Wing and then to Hillary while she's combating with Donald Trump in a campaign for the presidency? I mean, that's the fear. I mean, if that happened, it's the type of surveillance that we have not seen or known about in modern American history.
That's pretty big there. That is pretty big. So there should be a path. There should be some type of path that we see here. And as I said, I believe the IG has been working on this all along, and I think this thing is so much bigger than what we think it is. And again, I believe and I hope that the reason they're not getting Congress involved in this is they're worried about people getting information and then having a strategy of how to deal with it in the public. Because this is going could be so earth-shattering that the media is going to sit there and their jaws are going to hit the floor, because so many people are going to be that went out and protected. You know how they go, well, you're protecting a child molester. So you're coming out to their defense, or somebody who is sexual harassment. And this is going to be so big. And I think the Democrats are going to have so much you-know-what on their face. So let's listen to Justin Baldano talk about the IG.
Judge, what about those who say that this would be legitimate, that there were legitimate concerns that Russia was trying to influence the election, and that sources saw Carter Page maybe meeting with people. They picked up intel in the Kremlin, this sort of thing.
Right.
And that is the basis for this investigation, to find out what the heck was going on.
Again, it depends who sent the professor. Yeah. Your analogy is sensible and lawful if he was sent by intel. Mm-hmm. If he was sent by law enforcement to gather evidence they want to use, or to gather evidence they want to use to get another search warrant, they need a search warrant to start that, to get him
and
in
who
there.
Will find this out? Will the IG Horowitz find this type of information out, or should it be Nunez in the House?
You know, when I read about this yesterday afternoon, I thought the president was asking for a criminal investigation. Instead, he got a rather low level, below the radar screen, sort of lukewarm investigation by the IG.
Well, maybe he wants more than that. Maybe he wants a criminal investigation.
We'll see what the IG comes up with. If he comes up with evidence of crimes, he's ethically required to pass that evidence on to the prosecutors in the Justice Department.
Okay, so that answered that question for you out there, so you can see what which direction Justin Napolitano is going on this thing. So we did Jonathan Turley, or did we do Byron York?
We did Turley.
Okay.
And there's still one more judge.
There's Justin Napolitano? There is? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Oh, whoa. I'm glad I saw that. You saw that. Yeah, who knew? Who knew about and he's going to bring up, who knew about this? Because it had to go pretty high up there. And was the Obama White House and Obama himself? I mean, who knew?
And what about the struck text saying this was being run out of the White House? That seems to be a reference to the Russia investigation. But could that jump the shark and be go beyond that?
Here's the other $64,000 question, and this is not my phrase. This is James Freeman in this morning's New York Times. Where the heck was Barack Obama? What did President Obama know about this? There's another Peter Strzok text, and I know there are 5,000 of these, and you can pick and choose wherever you want, but there's another one that says, the White House wants to know everything we're doing. The White House wants to know everything the FBI is doing to surveil the Trump campaign? Wow.
Well, could it be no? The White House wants to know everything they're doing to find out Russian influence in the campaign and in the election to change the election.
That's the innocent explanation. The more sinister one is the White House wants to know what Trump is up to pass it on to Hillary. I don't know when we'll find the answer to this, if ever, but the people that the Inspector General is investigating as we speak are all former officials of the FBI and the DOJ. I don't think any of them are still there.
Okay. So all those people, who knew about this? So let's think about this. For the FBI thing to happen, that either took a director or deputy director level, and McCabe has already said that, Comey knew about things. He's already, and Comey kind of said, no, I didn't, and kind of gets into the discussion. But this has the ability to be incredibly explosive. Let's listen to Byron York talking about the revelation.
I hereby demand, and will do so officially tomorrow, that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI DOJ infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes, and if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration. In terms of how the DOJ has now responded, they now say that the IG is going to take this over, they're going to investigate, add it to the FISA investigation that's already going on. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I think there's first of all, this was going to be investigated. There's no doubt about that. There's a possibility that what the president was calling for is already being investigated. Mm-hmm. Remember, there is an existing Inspector General investigation into what Republicans call FISA abuse, which is the use of the Trump dossier and getting that spying warrant on Carter Page. And since this FBI informant had contacts with Carter Page, maybe it's part of that. Also, remember, it wasn't too long ago when members of the House were calling on the Justice Department to appoint a second special counsel to investigate the Trump-Russia investigation. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said, well, wait a minute, we're not going to do that, but Attorney General Sessions, have already appointed the U.S. attorney from Utah, John Huber, to investigate this. So this could easily fall under his investigation as well.
Okay, now that's the guy that's in Utah, and you remember Sessions picked somebody who was not in Washington, D.C.,
right,
and he's in Utah, he's removed from all of this, and can operate how he wants to, and he doesn't have these connections, which tells me that is why this thing is going to be so horrific, that they couldn't trust anybody inside the operation. They needed somebody completely impartial that could be on the outside. And then you've got the IG who's working with him. Then you've got the document guy from Indiana, remember? Or is that Illinois, Indiana, that is also in the DOJ. So I think Sessions has been pretty smart on this whole thing. And he doesn't want any improprieties that are here. He didn't want anybody to undo this. But think about this. This whole Mueller investigation could have been completely fabricated, organized, and literally a conspiracy to do this, and that set off the investigation, and then Mueller has been operating on basically bad information all the way through, which I think is going to basically would eliminate him. He can maybe go do the Manafort stuff. He may go do some other things that are out there. But everything's been lying to the FBI and or being indicted for some crimes that involve money laundering that went back a decade. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. Dan Marr Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Homelessness is becoming a bigger issue in our community, and there's never been a better time to lend a hand to those who need it most. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Montgomery Eye Physicians and Guardian Credit Union, to collect donations to benefit the Friendship Mission, an organization that offers healing and progress for the homeless. Drop off items such as toiletries, cleaning products, laundry detergent, clothes, and canned goods to one of our sponsors. Participating in our Friendship Mission donation drive helps men, women, and children change their lives and achieve independence. The Friendship Mission Donation Drive from Montgomery Eye Physicians, Guardian Credit Union, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Join us on location tomorrow at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road from 11:30 to 1.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Autauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
This is Justice Tom Parker. The Southern Poverty Law Center tried to have me removed from the Alabama Supreme Court because I did a radio interview where I said that I disagreed with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision legalizing same-sex marriage. But they failed. I beat the Southern Poverty Law Center and remain on the Alabama Supreme Court today. Now, George Soros, a major funder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, has made taking over the judiciary a top focus. But I'm not going to let him. That's why I'm running for Chief Justice. I've been fair and balanced on no one side but the Constitution and the law. And I've been unafraid to stand up to bullies like the Southern Poverty Law Center in defense of our Judeo-Christian heritage. This is Justice Tom Parker asking for your vote for Chief Justice in the June 5th Republican primary, paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery, 36111.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Monday, starting your week out, right? Need to mention before we get out of here that this hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Thames or David Ingram and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Matter of fact, I'm sending somebody over there to go meet with them about cars. There are certain cars that you buy that just are bad cars. This person, I won't mention it because there's a certain time period this particular Chevrolet was made, and it just is a bad car.
Yep,
and
certain years.
That just happens, and particularly, my motto is never buy the first year of anything. And the one Volvo that I bought was the first year. It was the worst car. I mean, two transmissions, it just, God, it was terrible. Should have wrecked that thing right from the very, very beginning.
I believe my car is the second or third year of that model. And first ever BMWs made in the United States in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
It's a German-American made car.
Yeah, that's where I went to school, was in Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's also where Trey Gowdy is from. Let's finish this last piece of Byron York so we can wrap this up.
Yeah, but a lot of commentary, as would be expected, back and forth as to whether or not this is the right thing to do, whether or not this is the constitutional thing to do with the president putting pressure on the DOJ. John Brennan, obviously former CIA director, he fired a warning shot, you could say, to Paul Ryan and to Mitch McConnell. And we can take a look at some of his tweets. He said, Senator McConnell and Speaker Ryan, if Mr. Trump continues along this disastrous path, you will bear major responsibility for the harm done to our democracy. You do a great disservice to our nation and the Republican Party if you continue to enable Mr. Trump's self-serving actions. So what's your response to that?
Well, John Brennan has been kind of extreme in a lot of his statements since leaving office. I think that what people in the Justice Department and the White House and on Capitol Hill would say is this is a really rather extraordinary circumstance that you would have the Justice Department have one of the major presidential campaigns under a counterintelligence investigation at the height of the campaign, and possibly even have tried to implant an informant inside the campaign. These are really, really serious issues, and I think that, as I said before, I think they would be worthy of investigation, whether or not the president had ever said anything at all. Yeah.
That is, Brennan and Clapper are so off the chain. For him to say that, and did you notice how similar that was to Shipp and also to Joe Scarborough, mm-hmm. talking about democracy, our Constitution, you're going to, and what that tells me is they are getting damn close. These guys know it's coming, and this guy's a pathological liar anyhow. You remember, he didn't know anything about the dossier, but then he briefed Harry Reid on the dossier. The other big news item that happened this weekend was talking about the Santa Fe shooter, that last week's shooting. And what we do is we have more information now, so let's listen into the CBS report on this.
The score remains close today as investigators pore over the suspect's journal to find out exactly how long he may have been plotting the attack. This morning, 10 lives are being remembered after the massacre at Santa Fe High School.
It's been a nightmare.
Ashley Perkins proudly wears her mother's necklace. Ann Perkins was a substitute teacher who is now being honored as a hero.
She protected students, getting them out of there in the last moments of her life.
Hi, guys. I'm Sabika.
Sabika Sheikh, an exchange student from Pakistan, also lost her life. Thousands attended a traditional Muslim funeral prayer service for her at a local mosque.
She wanted to be a businesswoman. She says she wanted to impact the world. And I think she's done that.
So I can't do gaming videos because of my computer.
Shayna Fisher had just turned 16. Her mother says she was the first student killed and had been harassed by the suspected shooter for 4 months, rejecting his romantic advances. Although authorities have not confirmed the motive, she tells NBC News there were red flags.
He had T-shirts on his website, Facebook page, Born to Kill. He had a uniform with certain markers that could be viewed as potentially threatening.
Okay, so that was a little piece of information. The first person he killed was the girl who had not accepted his advances.
That is messed up.
That really is messed up.
That is really messed up.
Did you see the video of him dancing at the Greek festival?
I did not.
This guy was showing some signs, and particularly on Facebook and some of the things he had said, and it was all stuff recent, but this is, I think he's a guilt at heart, and then that's what created this. Let's listen to the next part of this story.
According to witnesses, he burst into a classroom Friday wearing a trench coat and yelled surprise, even taunting his victims during the carnage, singing "Another One Bites the Dust" in between shots. But his attorney, Nicholas Pale, says Pogorchis is a quiet teenager who had no criminal record.
Were any red flags missed here?
We don't believe so.
Unlike Parkland, the aftermath of this latest rampage is not spurring calls for more gun control in Deep Red, Texas.
You should never get rid of guns because, in my opinion, the officer in there, the only way he kept that student from harming and killing more kids was with a gunfight.
Instead, the state's lieutenant governor says teachers should be allowed to be armed and schools should have fewer entrances.
There should be one or two entrances at most, and we should have law enforcement looking at those entrances.
Overnight, singing superstar Kelly Clarkson, the host of the Billboard Music Awards and a Texas native, making an emotional plea against gun violence.
And once again, y'all, we're grieving for more kids that have died. Why don't we not do a moment of silence? Why won't we do a moment of action? Why don't we do a moment of change? Why don't we change what's happening?
Among the 13 people wounded was police officer John Barnes, who confronted the gunman. He is still in the hospital, and authorities say if not for him, the death toll could have been much higher.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, thank you so very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.